bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. I am here with my trusty trio. You're looking really puzzled.
Yeah, it's just really low key.
Oh, sorry, you want me to be kind of...
Welcome to the Gamer Show. This week we will be discussing how to get your lawn really green.
Do you suffer from hemorrhoids?
Yes, we're here with Sav and Chiz to discuss the news as it is on gaming and stuff.
I've been really worried about the fungus on my ash tree. Paul's really got the giggles about the gardening jokes. Ooh, I'm on fire today.
Oh, dear. Right, okay, anyway.
He's crying.
He never cracks a laugh when it's actually something properly funny, but as soon as it involves garden humour, that's him gone.
Do you know what it is? It's the amount of gardening sins.
I think it probably is, actually.
It's brain addledum.
I'm surprised he couldn't identify the fungus growth on the ash trees.
We have had no reviews this last fortnight. I am disgusted at our audience, frankly. We want some more reviews.
I think they're just realising quite how bad the show is.
Maybe the four people who listen to us have all given reviews and they can't give another one. Anyway, if you're in a foreign country, and we're not talking to Chiz's brother here, we don't have any reviews on any other iTunes store apart from the one from Chiz's brother in Australia. So,
but you still gave us 2 1-star reviews or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, 1-star,
yeah.
I think it went 2 stars.
And then he upgraded
rock
us.
Yeah, Australia.
Yeah, re-upgraded us. I've just remembered something else we're going to talk about at the top of the show. But even though we don't have any reviews, I actually do have some listener feedback. So, first of all, is from Ed Marshall. Thank you very much, Ed, for getting in touch. And he asks, after your reviews of Dishonored and Skyrim, he's going to get both for Christmas, but which console are the graphics best on, Xbox or PS3? I know they're both the same game, but some games are better on Xbox and some with PS3. And he also just wanted to say, also, the new Call of Duty is awesome and online is better than Modern Warfare 3. Great maps, better play, sharper graphics, 10 out of 10 from him. Looking forward to the Wii U review. I want one. We'll get to that in a second. But, guys, have either you played Skyrim on, PlayStation and Xbox? And do you have an opinion?
I would advise him to play it on the PC.
I thought you were going to say that, actually.
I've got it for the Xbox.
And Chiz will agree, yeah.
I've got the Xbox, but I can't remember why I got it for the Xbox. But yeah, if you can, if you've got a PC that'll run it, I'd go for that because it's cheaper and better graphics.
Bede, who people might remember, was on the show.
On the episode called Bede's Hat,
yeah,
in fact.
Bede has Skyrim on the Xbox, and he came round to my house and I was showing it. And I wouldn't go so far as to say he didn't recognise that it was the same game, but he was certainly really impressed by the difference.
One of the big things, and this is a silly big thing, but one of the big things that annoyed me about Xbox version, and I've talked about this before on the show, was how you can't zoom very far out of your character, and apparently you can on the PC version.
Yeah,
you were telling me that
quite a way back.
You can do it on the Xbox as well. You have to click on the right control. I think you
can do it, but you only have 2 positions. You have like really really close where you can see the nits, and then behind your shoulder.
No, you can. If you click on the right stick and use the left stick, you can fine-tune how far out you actually want to be. Yeah.
You get that helpful hint about 45 minutes into the game. It's a
time. I stopped 43 minutes.
Time's tip ball.
But I've not played the PS3 version, but I'd probably, if you're just going to get for the console, either Xbox or PS3, I'd get for the Xbox because it's well known that the PS3 version
it's
is pretty broken
hell.
And... it's bust, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really not good.
Okay, so the recommendation there, PC version, but if not, Xbox. And also you get achievements.
In fact, on that note...
You'd be able to pick up.
Also, if you got it on the PS3, I believe... Have they now fixed it for the DLC
No DLC, but I think it is coming now, but it's months after the Xbox one.
But it was so bad that they couldn't bring the DLC down onto it, so...
Okay. The second piece of contact that we've got this week is actually from Ewan of The Big Show, The Mac Show, The Photo Show, and pretty much everything else in this network except for us.
This is a really awkward time to tell us we're fired.
thanks
you
for the
game. You can only fire us if we get paid.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't been paid.
Or you just say, I'm no longer broadcasting you.
Thanks for the gamer show. I'm loving it being hooked since episode one. Please keep up the good work. I've been a devotee of the Assassin's Creed franchise from the start. It's a game that really appeals, and I couldn't agree more with Paul's comment that Ezio made the series two games, and also agree with Sam that Constantinople and the Holy Land made for fantastic backdrops. I'm hoping that the 18th century New England will also hold plenty. But
I'd just like to savour that moment. Someone just agreed with me.
He took the kids to school today. This was sent to us just over a week ago. Took the kids to school today and did chores around town. We had 50 minutes left of the school run, sat and opened Assassin's Creed 3 and thought I'd get into about 40 minutes of gameplay. No, he did not. After the upgrade required and the length of the cutscenes, I was presented only with relearning the controls I already knew and nothing more. Then I got to the theatre scene and did that deed only to find, without actually being released into the game, 50 minutes had gone by and I was forced to leave to get the kids. My point is that I want a game and not a movie. I get cutscenes and I understand the role that they play, but it's essential to be able to ignore them, and forcing a tuition level on me three series in is downright senseless. What do you guys think? I also need to be able to sit and have 30 minutes gaming and then get up again, and some current games do not let me. I also find out that I get about 20 hours of gaming out of Assassin's Creed 3 and no more, like Brotherhood episode did. I'm going to be mighty pissed off. He also goes on to correct us. Ellis, his son, says that you don't lose dead Skylanders. This was an episode must have been a couple of months ago now, we were talking about Skylanders and have to buy more figures. It's just that the dead Skylanders can't complete that level you're playing.
Okay, it's gone back into my good list.
Yeah. He actually says that he loves Skylanders, great game, and collectability of the characters is addictive. Anyway, back to his point about Assassin's Creed. We've all played Assassin's Creed now, haven't we?
No, well, Sam hasn't.
Sam hasn't. Are you going to throw a hissy again if I accidentally give away some spoilers?
Yeah, probably.
You ruined the beginning for me.
I'm totally going to keep the peace on this one.
I'd agree with it. It takes far too long to get going. Like, I must have been about nearly 10 hours in the game and it still didn't properly open up and get going. And I feel like the game is starting to get better now, but...
Without giving away any spoilers, how far roughly are you in?
Sequence 8 or something, I think.
Right, okay.
Up
so
to
you're...
that bit where it turns out that he's really a woman.
And you end up playing the fifth character.
Yeah. I don't know how many sequences there are, but I'm probably maybe three quarters through way through the game now.
Right,
but,
okay. You're probably overtaking me now.
Oh, have you done the bit with the badger?
I skipped that bit. You got the option to skip that bit.
Wow.
Really? Is it good?
My mind. Jeez. Can I just say, on a more serious note, that...
No.
He was saying about the having to go through the controls and stuff. To a certain degree, I think that's endemic throughout all of gaming now, with very much a kind of bring it back to the lowest common denominator, the person who has no idea whatsoever. Everything's becoming a bit casual gaming.
But you should be able to skip it.
You should be able to skip it. You should be able to skip it.
And even just kind of say skip it and just show me the stuff that's brand spanking new for the third one.
Mm. It depends on the game.
That's,
I think there's
exactly what I was going to say.
Two kinds of gamers.
Cheers, Paul. I'm going to swear now.
There's two kinds of gamers. There's basically the porn gamers who just want action straight away, no story, just want action there and then. Don't want any story or character.
Are we calling those porn gamers?
Porn gamers.
That's me.
And
I just swore.
Did you?
And then.
What did you say?
I just said that they were only in it for the...
We could have snuck that in. He didn't have to bring it.
I totally did, because then we would get the bad thing on... Paul told me all about it once. I almost remembered. Is this like a bad listing?
Right, guys, we don't even go to the news yet. We're like about 10 minutes in.
Yeah, I would say it's Call of Duty for porn gamers, so Assassin's Creed... It needs to, like, I understand it needs to flesh out the story, but it spends too long to start trying to flesh out and say, hey, this is where it begins and goes, and it sets everything up.
But you don't think that whole bit in the ship was a complete waste of time? That could be done in a cutscene.
Yeah,
what was the badger even doing?
It could add the main problem I'm having with Assassin's Creed, there's too many boring, mundane missions. It's just like, deliver this letter, and then that's it. And he says, how's that aided anything? How was that even slightly fun? Yeah. There's too many dull missions, and I've actually found the majority of the main missions to be pretty nothing new at all.
I'm totally buying it after you guys talking about it.
There's one bit that really bugged me, I'm going to try and do this without giving away anything, but there's the bit where you go up to the old guy's house just when you... kind of start the second phase of missions, if you know what I mean? Yeah. And you're knocking on the guy's door and he tells you to go away. And so you go away and you wander down and you sleep in a stable. Yeah. And then you like the shows this tiny little cutscene where you like go to bed and then you get back up again, and the next part of the mission is to walk back up to the house
and
knock at his door again. It's like, what a complete waste of time that was.
It's trying to be a film but doing it in such a bad, convoluted manner. It's just they've not. I don't know. Like, it's some developers just can't find the fine line of mixing the both and doing it well. I don't know. As I say, there's too much stuff to try and flesh out story when they don't need it. And to be honest, a lot of the cutscenes are badly done and badly voiced, to be honest. There's a few good characters.
The graphics kind of screwed up on them. You get that kind of funny hazing. Because I thought it was maybe just me, but I've heard a couple of other people comment.
It's a really buggy, broken game as well. On the PC, the frame rate's terrible as well. Even though I dumbed all the graphics down, the frame rate was still exactly the same, so I thought, well, I may as well turn the graphics back up because that's got nothing to do with it.
Cool.
Sounds pretty disappointing.
Yeah, quite disappointing.
It's on my disappointing list.
Chiz has just alluded to, but we'll talk about it later on in the show. At the time that this show should go live, we will have a questionnaire where you can go on and vote for the Gamer Show Awards, which we're going to publish. It'll be the 30th of December, I think.
Just check.
Yeah, it should be the 30th of December that we'll publish the show with the Gamer Show Awards, so we'd quite like you to vote on them, but we'll give you the link and the details at the end of the show. Anyway, 10 minutes in, and we will actually push it. Oh, sorry, actually, Ewan, thank you very much for your email. Much appreciated, and thank you very much, Ed, for your communication
as
well.
Get on with it, Paul.
Sorry. Right, news. First of all, Bungie, who we will all know for the Halo franchise, has released, or... I can't remember, is it leaked? I'm just trying to look at my notes here.
It was leaked.
It was leaked, yeah.
And then Bungie went, well, here you go then, because there's no point having it leaked and then giving nothing away. So they just went, here's everything.
Yeah, so in documentation leaked to IGN, Bungie's forthcoming title, codenamed Destiny, is described as fun and accessible to all, and its gameplay promising to be social at its core. What's our thoughts on this?
That does not turn me on.
Apparently Bungie co-founders...
The stuff it does is disturbing.
But it mainly doesn't turn me on because I already am fun and accessible to all and social to the core. So, you know.
Oh, Bungie's co-founder Jason Jones said, quote, "Is designed for your inner seven-year-old. We want to make it feel like a mythic adventure." I think it's quite worrying, this whole social at its core, because at a very basic level, is it just talking about...
posting Facebook achievements?
Where is it? Social at its core, as in you could play this whole game co-op over Xbox Live, or does it mean social at its core, as in every time you complete a mission, you can go, lol, just completed the mission on Facebook?
My inner seven-year-old is an emo that self-harms, wears a tweed jacket and smokes a pipe. This is not... It's just not good for me.
The kind of what it's saying is it kind of looks a little bit more... less mature, I should say. It just looks like it's going to be less mature than Halo, because everything else kind of looks like it's Halo, just a little bit
Halo's
polished.
Not even that. Well, the newest one looks quite mature, but before that, it's not been terrible.
The vibe I got from it, I think it sounds like Halo, but it'll be more open-ended with more people can actually play at the same time. You could play through it was Halo through the campaign with it was four players.
Yeah.
Maybe the same idea, but with more Halo people on a bigger battlefield or something.
So Halo 2 you could do that on?
It was Halo 1 and 2 was two per co-op, and then Halo 3 was four per
co-op. Was it? Right, okay.
And I'm not going to read too much into them saying every game's getting banned around, on social, blah, blah, blah. So I wouldn't read too much into that. It'll be something that if you don't like it, you don't have to be that social with it.
Yeah.
But because it's from the guys that made... It's Halo, and I loved Halo. And from what its artwork I've seen and the story, that the idea behind it sounds quite interesting. And although not overly new, but still, it's Bungie, so that's caught my interest.
Be quite
interesting. I'll have a look, but yeah.
Okay, okay. The Wii Mini has been announced.
Huzzah.
Canada only, apparently.
Yeah, for Canada only. It's a black and red Wii, which to me sort of looks a little bit like if somebody from 1984 was to design an external hard drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Kind of why is it like. Canada only?
$99, which I did the conversion, is roughly about 63 quid.
It does look like it's from the 80s.
Yeah, and if we had external hard drives in the
80s... Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, to be honest.
apparently it works with all your current controllers, all your current games and everything like that. It's released December the 7th in Canada only. It has a top-loading disc tray, which I assume that means that the top kind of flips open or something like that. Yeah. There's absolutely no sign... I tried to find a quote to suggest. Yeah, there's no word on any other releases. It's only available in Canada during the holiday season, which generally means kind of Thanksgiving to Christmas, I believe. That's what the holiday season means in America.
I am currently trying to rack my brain to think of a Canadian I haven't insulted enough who will send me one of these.
Yeah, so Nintendo said in a press release, no information is available about its potential availability in other territories throughout the future. But there's a catch. For £99, there is a catch. It's got no Wi-Fi, which people seem to be shouting about, but I really don't get the bad side of not having... I don't use my Wii on the internet, ever. I can't remember. I think I connected to begin with.
I don't use my Wii full stop because I sold it.
Well, there you go.
Snap.
Yeah. And it has no GameCube support.
Oh, no, I've got another one, though.
Which is a little disappointing, but I think that's only for your hardcore gamers, and realistically, I would imagine most of them have probably got the Wii anyway. And the only thing that this, I think, has got a bit of an appeal is, I saw this quote on CVG's website, that the idea of owning... that one weird Wii they released only in Canada in Christmas 2012 appeals somehow. So there is going to be people who quite like to collect these kind of things, me, who's going to actually quite like owning this really weird Wii.
Are you going to do that?
Are you going to buy it?
Not right now, but I probably, if I saw it on eBay in like a year, I probably would, just to have one.
Next!
nobody wants to talk about that anymore.
No.
Well, while we're talking about the Wii, we could talk about Wii U.
You are.
What?
Doesn't matter.
While we're talking about the Wii, we could talk about the Wii U. And Forbes.com reported that Xbox 360 outsold the Wii U almost 2-1. Their report shows that Xbox during Thanksgiving weekend, which is like Black Friday through Cyber Monday, which is basically a week past Friday to a week past Monday. Xbox sold 750,000 units, whereas the Wii U only sold 400,000. Impressed? Is this good things? Is this a bad thing?
That must be quite depressing for Nintendo, though.
Must be. Mm-hmm.
I suppose it depends how many Wii Us are actually on the market, though. I suppose,
because they could have been sold out.
They were sold out in quite a few places, were they not?
It does go on in the small print to say that if you include DSs and the original Wii, they actually sold 1.2 million in comparison to Xbox 360's 750,000.
Well, hang on, but that's three different consoles versus one.
Yeah.
So...
still all the money got...
Diddums, well done.
It's still Nintendo versus Xbox, the brand.
But it's still a lot of money in Nintendo's pocket.
It is.
I've never been a fan of this, like... it's Willy leaving sales thing, so it ends up just...
It's what?
Willy waving sales thing.
Willy waving sales
thing. Yeah, every time it's you.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Just mimed him slapping Sam.
With a willy.
Anyway, I'll zip back up now. And,
I don't think we need to bleep that. I think that's okay.
No, I hate all this sales comparison.
I'd like to bleep it from my mind. Sorry, Chis.
Everyone just want to talk over me today.
Sorry, carry on, Chis. Please, you have the floor.
I'm done now. Yeah, but I think it was, actually.
All right.
So I think it's interesting in that a seven-year-old games console is still thrashing one that came out like a matter of weeks ago.
Yeah. I think it's pretty pathetic, to be honest.
I wouldn't read too much, to be honest, because it just encourages fanboys to become even bigger fanboys, which is always a bad thing.
Moving on a little bit more with Nintendo. Nintendo are started telling us about Zelda Wii U, and Nintendo has teased that a fully 3D Zelda and Mario games are in development for the Wii U. A quote from, I don't know what this guy's pronunciation is, Satoru Iwata, I think, from the Nintendo president. We will announce the launch schedules for new 3D Zelda and Mario games in the future, but this is not the right opportunity for me to indicate when we will make such announcements.
I've always quite liked Zelda games.
I have. What if, though, if you could... what I would really like to see is in a Zelda game with the kind of graphics of, like, an Assassin's Creed game on like, an Xbox 360. We're never going to get Zelda on Xbox 360, I get for the IP, but like, that kind of level...
Did you not see was it E3 last year where they showed?
Cool.
No.
Sorry, Jay. Sorry, we're talking over the top of him again.
did you not see the E3 demo where they had a prototype Zelda?
The one with the badger?
The giant spider who's fighting. Yeah, close. With the giant spider.
That doesn't ring a bell, actually. Maybe I didn't see that.
Because I think they've got several R&D Zeldas in the making, and once they've got the right one to go with, they'll make it, apparently. But they've got...
Is that what they do?
It is in development, but they've got several ideas in development, they're saying. But once they've nailed down what they're doing, it'll further information will come out.
Oh, well. Okay. Cool.
Just going back briefly, Paul, do you mean, like, there'll be realistic-looking people in it and stuff?
Not necessarily. I'm just meaning, like, it's very...
It should be cartoony, I think. In
but
my
it's too
head,
cutesy-poo.
Anyway.
I get that it could be cartoony, but it's far too cutesy-poo.
So, like,
I'm
a dark mean... Zelda.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I killed this
person like,
and
I like
ripped
the,
out their lungs.
I forgot what the one that I just played, Skyward Sword, I think it was called. Yeah. I quite liked that, but it was far too much. Hey, let's dance about on my body.
Google
well,
the
to be fair,
Zelda
he uses an ocarina to travel through time.
The doc used a DeLorean. I don't get how different that is.
Well, if you can't see it, Paul, I'm quite disappointed.
Dishonored have announced, or announced is the wrong word, firm that they've hinted that sequel might be in the news. Apparently, the PR box Pete Hines hinted at the prospect of more games in the future, stating, quote, we clearly have a new franchise.
I End don't quote. Think that's surprising. I think the world in which the game is based is very very well realised. I think the game itself played really well.
Yep.
I really enjoyed the mechanics of it. Yeah.
Apparently, it was a number one selling title in the Thanksgiving weekend on Steam as well.
It just depends if the developer wants to make a sequel, because I think they said before the game released, depending on how well it does, they'd be interested, but at the same time, they're not sure if they want to leave it as one thing, then go and make something else.
Yeah.
I would quite like it if they did something perhaps on the same planet, but totally unconnected.
Yeah.
Within the same kind of universe, as it
involving
were.
The outsider.
Yeah, but totally unconnected. Involving the outsider, someone else.
It's done well from a different time period, even.
Something like that, or somewhere completely on the other side of the planet, like a continent as opposed to the island nations, or, like a jungle continent, or just something odd. I quite enjoyed it.
Set in the future involving, basically things,
monkeys, badgers.
Things that you had done in the past and change what things that you'd done in the game in the last game, but you've seen how
Ooh,
choices evolve.
Yeah. Something where your original choices actually have a real and big impact on stuff. So if you're a complete asshole, you turn up and everything is screwed, totally screwed. Mm. Or if you're a good guy, there's a core of civilization holding on and bravely fighting back the...
it would be quite cool.
Yeah.
They've also announced DLC.
Which I'm not as impressed with.
No,
Dunwall City Trials.
It just seems to be like a...
Time Trial?
Yeah.
Dunwall City Trials.
But it's a time trial.
Oh, is it? Is it? Sorry.
Through it.
I think it depends on the pricing of it, and I'll wait until I see some proper footage of it and previews or reviews.
If it's like £3-4, then it'll be all right. Yeah. But if it's anything more than that, I might as well just race around some of the
December
levels.
December the 11th, it comes out for 400 Microsoft points.
Basically, three levels or something, it said as well.
It doesn't. No, I'm not impressed at all.
It doesn't over-appeal to me.
What's the exchange rate of Microsoft points?
It's... I think 800 points was, I think it worked out about nearly £8.
So that's going to be about £4, roughly.
Yeah.
Is it Xbox exclusive? Because on the article that we're looking at here, it only makes reference to the Microsoft points cost of this downloadable content.
It wouldn't surprise me if it is at first, because Microsoft got a habit of doing that, and then later on it'll come out.
Cool. There's been some hints of Assassin's Creed 4 in development, which is hardly surprising. However, it kind of goes on that it could include some co-op play. Apparently, the gaming library has obtained a survey reportedly stemming from Ubisoft that gauges fan interest in a range of new features and ideas for the series. The survey reportedly asks such things as, what did people think of Assassin's Creed 3? Did they enjoy the gameplay, the combat, the story? What would they like from future installments? Would they like to feature Desmond or Connor? Or the elusive third character, which Chiz has banned me from talking about, and ask players if they would possibly enjoy having a friend to join in the game in order to help.
I think they clearly just didn't ask you guys anything.
They did not. We did not get a survey.
What I would like for next Assassin's Creed is for it to work and not be broken.
That would be nice. Less
boring
video
missions.
And less boring missions. Yeah.
Could you please deliver this letter from... I can't go to the shop to get myself a sewing needle. Would you mind doing that? That's literally what you do sometimes. Mm. It's just like, dear God. And you traipse all the way across...
But that's the problem with it.
It's padding. Game. It's the pad out the game. They built this world and then they realise, oh, we need to fill it with stuff to do, so they just pad it with rubbish missions.
Mm. Almost every like phenomenal, brilliant, well realised RPG, you go in and you're like, I am a mighty hero, but I need to take this to the postman for this old lady who's going to pay me a turnip. Like, what the hell?
Cool. And the final thing that we've got in the show notes is there are some leaks that Fallout 4 will be set in Boston.
Got me really excited, and then I read the article.
Well, apparently this was leaked from a Reddit user called Friends of the People. The rumours are true.
Never, ever leak anything again, Friends of the People.
Fallout 4 will take place in Boston. In case you haven't heard, Bethesda have been recently scoping out and researching Boston. They also have a strong connection with MIT. I may or may not be an MIT employee, but that's really all I can say for fear of losing my job. So he is an MIT employee, it would appear.
Yeah.
Apparently a second Reddit user corroborated the story. Corroborated the story. It kind of makes sense, because there is a lot of references in Fallout 3 to Boston and MIT, isn't there?
I think so. Like in past Fallouts, there was not references to Boston. Well, I'm sure I've read
this
some of the
references to all over the place, to be honest.
I've not played too much of Fallout 1 and 2.
Yeah, I've played Fallout 1. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Go on, you're the expert, Sam.
Come on.
What?
Fallout. We're talking about Fallout, Chiz. Hey, Sam.
Fallout 1.
You're in my house.
Fallout 1, Fallout 2. I was actually watching the little clips of the upcoming films on the screen. I really was. Well, modern love stories, apparently.
While touching Gabe and Newell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we trying to get him the show title again?
No.
That should be one of the awards, actually.
Based around New Reno and Broken Hills and what are some of the other little cities around? I can't remember. It's been a long time since I played them.
Mm.
I can't remember Boston being there.
No, Boston hasn't featured in any of them, but they're referenced. MIT's referenced. I made notes.
Tons of stuff's referenced all the time. There's loads of places all around America that are referenced.
Yeah. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has been known as the Institute in Fallout 3. The Institute specializes in the creation of androids, synthetic humans, underground organization known as the Railroad helps these androids escape from that organization's clutches.
Right. Okay. Mm. That's mentioned in 3.
Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yes. Yeah. On Gaming Blind, where we got this link, and I'll put the link in the show notes, there's actually quite an interesting comment at the bottom, and it's from a chap named Mr. Optics, and it was put in 3 months ago. And it says, I work in the film industry in Boston, a huge Fallout fan going back to Fallout 2. About a year ago, I pitched a TV series to Bethesda ZeniMax. It was to be a Fallout series based here in Boston, presumably. Obviously, the Commonwealth played a significant role. The ZeniMax spokeslawyers reached me with the following comments, quote, we thank you for your offer and your ideas, but unfortunately competes with a project currently in development. Maybe this wasn't a series or film, as I feared at the time, but actually a foundation of Fallout 4. I feel more cool and less rejected now, apparently. But that's interesting. I mean, it's a comment, it's completely unratified, but it's interesting.
Unless Fallout 4 Hong Kong comes out and really annoys them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would actually quite like to see one based not in America.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of mention of Canada in the Fallout series. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing one from Canada.
Okay.
I don't know.
We are running long here, and we also have to spend a bit of time talking about the Gamer Awards, so I'm going to try and get the preview done really, really quickly. Chiz, what are you looking forward to? You're going to tell me something else and drag us back again, aren't you?
Pee break.
Okay. So...
so we will pad out. Sam, what are you looking forward to?
Star Wars 2013.
All right, cool.
Yeah, looks quite interesting.
Have you seen any more about it since
it
was
talked
about?
No, not really. I just thought I'd mention it again, because, frankly, I'm running out of stuff on the lists again. I went through, like, 3 different lists for almost up to, like, a year and a half from now, and there's not a huge amount that's exciting me. I have no biscuits today, but Paul has just offered me a mince pie.
Yeah, we figured, because it's the 1st of December, the biscuits this week will be mince pies.
Oh, and I have no moustache.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, so hopefully you've donated some money to Sam.
No, they haven't.
There's nobody.
Nope.
Well, assholes. The link will be in the show notes.
Assholes. That's,
he doesn't mean that at all.
I do. And also that someone took the
dress thing
and put an orangutan on it. It's an orangutan!
Yeah, you've just made the audio kind of beat up. Sam, the Twitter account that we mentioned in the last show, somebody has actually claimed that username, but that's funny. Anyway, so yeah, 1313. Yeah. Does look quite good.
It looks
are you not a bit concerned that Disney are now basically running that?
Nah, maybe, but I think it should be dark enough to get away from it. The premise certainly sounds pretty dark.
It does.
Unless
it does.
They start doing it in cartoony fashion.
No, they should be far enough down the line now that it's not actually going to be,
I would hope so,
going to be that bad. I am looking forward, just while we're padding until Chiz reappears from the bathroom, I am looking forward to the Max Payne downloadable content hostage negotiation, which apparently is supposed to be released later this fall, which for our British subscribers is in later this autumn. It was due originally for the summer. By way of an apology, Rockstar is gifting Max Payne 3 multiplayers with all new Chrome weapon bonus, redeemable to all Social Club members free of charge on the release of hostage negotiation.
What does that mean?
I think it's just a new downloadable content thing. Basically, it's
does it just coat all the weapons in a chrome?
That would be really cool if it did. I don't know.
No, that would be rubbish.
I hear just all that sort of
shiny.
Deals. I like that stuff.
Just
I would never
same,
pay for it, but
the same gun
free.
But shiny.
Yeah, looks awesome.
Yeah. They did the same thing for, like, for the pre-order. For, like, it was Gears of War 2. Like, you could always tell somebody pre-ordered it because the golden it was Lancer, which just made me think you're a git.
Do you like a mince pie?
Yeah, go on then.
So that looks quite interesting. It's going to be 800 Microsoft points in Xbox Live or $9.99. I couldn't find anything that said anything about the UK pricing other than having to buy the Rockstar Pass, which is about £30.
Is this DLC, is it all...
It's four new multiplayer maps, new weapons and items.
We've not played
multiplayer
in that yet, have we?
No, we haven't. So we have a gang.
We really need
stuff.
To do that. So they'll decide whether you actually like it, whether it's worth buying.
Well, it looks really cool. Because what I really was the intense nightclub and stadium shootout. And one of my favourites, well, two of my favourite levels in Max Payne 3 was the nightclub and the stadium, when you were kind of running around doing a shootout, running through all the corridors behind it and coming out, and there was like snipers and stuff
like
that.
That was a really good description, Paul.
It was really awesome.
I followed the whole thing.
So I'm looking forward to that.
You were coming out.
Chiz, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, you broke them all of the mics. Broke all of the mics.
Sorry, no, we're back on. Chiz, what are you looking forward to?
Metro First Light. Last Light, sorry.
Really? Why?
That sounds like you're not looking forward to it.
Are you not looking forward to it at all?
Well,
I've seen, from what I've seen of it, graphically,
have you played
it looks fantastic. I played a demo of the first one. It was okay.
I will give you the first one as a gift.
It's held in high regards by quite a lot. Well,
I didn't enjoy it.
Quite a lot of people online, but do you not like it at all?
I'll give it a gift, and I think you will appreciate it as much as that time I tried to force you to take that film as a gift, Valhalla Rising.
You still owe me about 2-3 hours of my life.
Yeah,
maybe 5 hours once I stopped weeping in a dark corner. Yeah.
The film that my brother Josh described as, it was like sitting in a dark room doing nothing for 2 hours and then standing up and on my way to turn on the lights, stubbing my toe.
What's Metro First Light? Last Light.
It's basically, imagine a first person, well, it is, well, the Fallout's a first person shooter in Fallout 3 anyway. It's set in an apocalyptic world in the future in Moscow. And yeah, it's just basically a ragtag of people trying to survive against other ragtag and
people live in the subways.
Yeah, and because there's mutant monsters everywhere and stuff. But yeah, for what I've seen graphically, it looks fantastic.
The graphics and were really good in the first one.
They've really worked on the stealth mechanics in it as well. By it's light plays an important role. You have to turn lights off and all sorts, and you have to keep an eye on if you're outside of the tunnels. You have to keep an eye on your oxygen oxygen gauge.
Because you can't breathe.
Yeah. And there's poison and whatnot. And,
yep.
And if you do start getting poison, you've got a certain amount of time to do something and blah, 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 blah. But what I've seen of it, it looks quite cool, so I've got my eye on it.
In just an extension to that, in the first one, what I did like and also didn't at the same time is putting on your oxygen mask, and you actually have to put on an oxygen mask, and you're looking out through this mask, and the lenses are cracked and stuff. And I like that to a certain degree. But it was so restrictive on what you could see and what you couldn't that it actually ended up really irritating me.
I think I see what they maybe added that to.
I'm going to have to go back and play it now.
Add
damn it
to the tension of it, or maybe that's maybe the idea behind
but
it. But
the bit
it just needed to be pulled off a bit better.
The bit it happened in, well, the first bit it happened in, I felt like there was some nasty stuff going around, and I was pretty tense as it was. and it just pushed it beyond that point where I was happy with it, and I just became frustrated. Paul's getting angry that I'm talking too long.
It's fine, we're fine. What have you been playing this week, Sam?
I don't know, what did I write down?
Napoleon Total War.
I've actually been just playing Total War all week, but all different versions.
You got the Coalition campaign.
I did. Yeah. I went and bought that through the... It's one of the few bits that I didn't bother buying before. and I got that during the Steam sale thing, which there was... Steam should give me some money, because I'm going to give them a good plug on this, but there were some awesome deals going, particularly the little kind of hour-timed ones. Mm. Some brilliant deals in there. But I picked up a whole load of extra little bits, even things like the American ones that I didn't actually want, but they were so cheap. They were like 40p or something. I couldn't turn them down. Mm. Coalition campaign, really tough. Really tough. A lot tougher than the original Empire Total War. Really hard. Really enjoyed it, actually. I was playing as the Prussians. Like a bit of German.
Very good.
Mainly because they've just banned bestiality. That's why I like the Germans.
Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing Hitman Absolution. I've been banging on about it. Eventually got my hands on it and played it. And... yeah, it was...
was it PC or Xbox?
For the PC, which was really annoying, because it released... I got it on the Saturday before the Tuesday it launched, and because it was on Steam, Steam would not let me even install it until Tuesday. And it was just like... that annoys me, because it's, if I got it for the Xbox or PC, I'd be replaced it away. But...
I really like that, by the way.
It's another slap in the face for PC gamers who actually buy their games legitimately. It's just,
yeah, but you shouldn't have it beforehand anyway.
I know, but it's not my fault.
The people that sent it to you shouldn't have even shipped it out before that.
It doesn't matter.
I see Chiz's point here. If that was an Xbox game, you'd be able to get it.
Mm-hmm. It's not his fault. He should be able to play it the second he gets it.
Yep.
But I used to work in a shop that sold games and stuff, and you're not even allowed to put them out on display until the day of release.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why the hell are they posting them out to the general public? Assholes.
Yeah, but it's like...
I'm angry today.
Are you using that word because you've realised that I'm not bleeping it?
Yep.
but it's not like a... Like, sad
sorry. Had to. Sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's the 10th time you've talked over me.
Okay,
but yeah, but hit my nuts... I've got a hole in my jeans here, don't do that. Hitman Absolution, pretty good. What was I going to say? Yeah, it's like a third person, if you played, it was Bloody Dishonored, sorry.
Right.
Imagine that in a third person, where you can basically kill your target any way you want and do it any way you want, apart from there's certain missions which basically give from point A to B to flesh out the story, which didn't bother me that much, but a lot of Hitman fanatics are up in arms about that, because, well, it's not Hitman. But the game felt like Hitman to me. I played the rest before, I still enjoyed it, and it's one of those games where you can replay it and do it in a totally different way. You can kind of go on a mass murdering spree, or be as violent as you want, or just take out your target and make it look like an accident, so as if like there wasn't a hit at all.
I remember looking at that in the
which is always the most satisfying way to do it. It's always the hardest way to do it. It's always the most satisfying way to do it. And the game's full of some great sort of dark humour. There's a bit where early in the game, it's obviously getting from point A to B, and it's obviously you don't have much choice where you're going, but you're sneaking past outside of a window, and there's a guard on the phone inside the window saying, talking to his doctor, who's really happy because he's just been given all clear for prostate cancer. And then, if you want, you can pull him out the window and pull him to his death. So he's really overjoyed. Oh, it's the best news ever. Thanks, Doc. So it's full of sort of really dark sort of humour like that. And
I like that.
But it's good. I've really enjoyed it, so I recommend it.
Play that now. That's rubbish. Stop adding to my lists.
Well, I'm going to do one that's not going to add to your list.
Okay.
I have been playing this last couple of weeks, the 3DS version of Mario Land in 3D Land. Sorry, Mario in 3D Land. Generic Mario. It's quite cool because of the kind of 3D element, so you can kind of run forwards and backwards, and you've got all four axes to run by. There's not really much to talk about on it. I really enjoy it. I like a good Mario game. I know Sam doesn't enjoy Mario, but it's a fine little game. You you know, it's been out for a little while now. The only thing I didn't like about it, and I mentioned this when I played the new Super Mario Bros. 2 on the DS a couple of months back, was the whole thing whereby if you die like three times in a level, you then get an invincibility thing, where you're not exactly invincible.
It makes it damn hard to actually fail.
Yeah, yeah. You basically, the only way you can fail is by falling down like gaps in... like if there's a land with like kind of hovering land and you have to jump over gaps of like nothingness. If you fall down them, you're still dead. But you don't get affected by enemies. You don't get affected by like lava balls kind of flying at you or anything like that. And then what I discovered in this
really
one...
doesn't really become a game anymore then.
No, I mean, it allows you... it must be three or four times you die before you get this little option. You don't have to take it.
Right.
It appears as like a little one of the little question marks things, which you have to actually hit, and it gives you it, and then you can use it. And then there's the other one, that, and I only did this on one level, and I think I mentioned this last time, so apologies if I'm going over the same ground again, but if you fail, must be eight or nine times. It was one level where you basically... it was like poles suspended in midair, and you were having to jump from one pole to the other. But because of the 3D element, it's very, very difficult. You know, in a 2D Mario world, you're jumping from point A to point B, and that's really easy. But I kept kind of missing it by getting too far forward or too far backwards or something like that. And if you die like eight times, you get this special little speedy thing, which takes you at the end of the level. And it just drops you at the very end of the level. You complete the level, job done, and that's the end of it. Which, again, it's your option to take it, but... it kind of takes the challenge out of it a bit, a little, because you're so frustrated at that stage.
A little bit.
Because, well, you could keep going, but you're that frustrated with the amount of times you're dying, you just, oh, screw it, I'll just do it. And then you kind of feel a little bit dirty for doing it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
anyway.
Back to our usual argument of games are getting dumbed down a little bit by this hand tone, which... another side story, folk have been moaning about in the Hitman game about... the checkpoint system, because you have to actively go and find the checkpoint and save them and then move on, or you don't have to use them at all. And people are complaining, oh, I want to be able to save it anywhere. So the games actually went back in time and put a checkpoint system rather than letting you save everywhere, which makes it hard. I think a lot of people moan about that, are just like, oh, toughen up. But you can totally change the setting to be hard or as easy as you want as well. And playing the hardest setting, the game's absolutely brutal.
In a way, I quite like that. However, if, like in Ewan's letter, you're playing it, and then you have to stop to go off and do something, and it's not really plausible that you can just pause it and then come back to it in a little while, that's when saving comes in handy.
Yeah, and also, if I pause a game that has checkpoints because I've gotten to a certain point and I go away and do something else for the afternoon, I generally get a text message from Chiz going, you've left your Xbox on again, arsehole.
Yeah. Easy, I called you a Muppet.
I regularly, because Chiz spends his entire
sent
life with
17 messages
and you're just not talking to me. Well, no. Chiz likes to preserve power. He's not happy if I leave computers
on.
Well,
no, it's
like
it's for a day, but I've seen you leave it on for days, and that's why I text you going, you might want to switch your Xbox on. If it's been on over a day, you might want to switch it off.
I maybe was playing it constantly for a day.
Whatever.
I've done it again. I keep doing that. I'm getting too close to the mic. Sorry. Apologies. I'm sitting back from the mic now. Yes, this podcast and all the others...
You're just as close again.
Am I?
Yeah.
Right, okay. This podcast and all the others in the British Network. I'm the same. I'm further away. Can you let me do the advert, please?
Right. Stop moving the mic towards you.
This podcast and all the others on the British Tech Network are sponsored by UK2. They are superb and you should use them. If you head over to the British Tech Network website, click on the sponsors link, and then if you see on there, there's all the different voucher codes you can use. So British Tech DNS will give you free DNS. British Tech Domains gives you 20% off your domain registration. VPN gives you 50% off your first month. Server gives you £50 off any gigabit server. So on and so forth. All you need to do is just click on the UK2 link there. Fill your basket with all you want, so you could buy domain names or anything like that. And then stick in the voucher code at the very end before putting in your details, because then that allows you to put in more than one voucher code at the very end. But absolutely superb. Also, if you're logging back into your UK2 account, we'd really, really appreciate if you'd come through the British Tech website before logging into your account, just so we get the kudos for sending you. But make sure you always come through the British Tech Network website if you're using any of the voucher codes, because we then get the kudos for them rather than you finding them on some news group or voucher codes or something like that.
I think we should do the advert in the future.
Why? Did you not think that was very good?
I think people are bored of hearing you do it.
Okay.
I think me and Chish should do the next one.
The next show, the one before Christmas, as a Christmas present to our listeners, I will let Sam do the UK2 advert.
And Chish.
he doesn't seem too keen on the idea.
Just really wants to help.
Right, okay. You guys could do the advert for the show just before Christmas then.
All right.
Okay, cool. Right, finally for this afternoon, well, not finally because we've got something else to do after this, but normally finally, is the Bargain Basement Challenge.
We are on fire today.
Chiz, what were you playing this last couple of weeks?
I was given Zumbini's Math Journey. And because I thought the podcast wasn't happening today, I had not played it yet.
Could have made up.
So I'll do a related story. Two-game special next
time. Just to be clear here, we always record this show either on a Friday night or a Saturday. If it's not on a Friday night, it's always on a Saturday.
I'm going to stop at that point, Paul. Right. Because I think this is just going to devolve into bickering. So I'm going to say that I was playing that... Hang on, how exactly did I write it down? The cheesy rock-orientated strategy hack-and-slash silliness voiced by that guy that styles himself on Paul, also known as Jack Black. What's it actually called?
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend. I played it before, I quite like it.
All right, okay.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, it was all right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I had... I forgot the name of the game I had. Mystery of Unicorn Castle. It was actually all right. I don't know if you remember a few shows ago that I talked about Mystery Stories, which was basically a game where you had a room and you had a list down the side of these objects you had to find in the room, and then you had to just click on those objects. That was essentially what this game was again. So the plot... if you could even call it that. The script was horrendous, but then again, Mystery Stories was fairly bad as well. But the plot basically was that this bunch of folk had been sent to this house because somebody had died, and they had to stay a night in this house that was supposedly haunted, and whoever survived the longest ended up keeping the house and mansion.
What's it to do with unicorns?
Unicorn was on the coat of arms of the family who owned the house. That was it.
That is poor.
There was a unicorn. I think, I was... We have the rule is you have to play these games for an hour, and I was playing it. I played it for a good couple of hours. I was doing other things at the same time, but I quite enjoyed it. And I think it was just kind of getting into more stuff about unicorns when I went, because you had to basically scrape away this painting that had been added to over time, basically I took away all this other stuff that had been added to, and basically it was a castle at the back with a man on a unicorn saving a girl from the castle. Yeah, that was all it was about unicorns.
Just really random, but it was so good, I'm going to have to tell people about it. There was an article on, I think it was BBC News today, from North Korea, saying that they have found the lair of the unicorn that some ancient Korean king used to ride on.
All right.
Pretty special. I really enjoyed that article. Oh, Paul's getting down his big sack of games.
Was this the same North Korean news that also said that exactly John Elvis voted the sexiest man in the world or something?
Yeah. Who's voted that?
Onion News.
What?
They mistook an Onion News article for a real article saying that Kim
Jong Il Jr.,
whatever the hell his name is, was the sexiest man alive.
Yeah. Right.
Is it Kim Jong Il? What was his name? Is it someone?
Kim Jong Il.
I know, but
is that the old one?
That was his dad. But
they all sound the same.
That
was not as racist as it sounded. Sorry.
Dave Jill Ill.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. Anyway, I'm going to move on before this delves into some awful levels. Right, okay. Sam, you have a game.
This has turned out to be the smoothest show we've ever
done. No, it really is. Mind-boggling variety of units and buildings. Excellent. PC Zone gave it 80%. And PC Gamer gave it...
What is going on with you today?
Gave it 88%. Massively engaging and wonderfully well-realised. Okay. You have Empire Earth.
All right. Oh.
You might actually like that.
Yeah, probably will.
Chiz, you have... I really hope you're going to hate this. I can't see any like newspaper things. The number one bestseller is back.
It's back. What's a sequel?
Brian Lara, Cricket 2007.
Oh, can I awesome. Can I just point out that this game is, I know for a fact from reading the back cover, will run on Windows 98, Windows ME, and XP.
There you go.
Yeah, the most exciting sport in the world decided to make last days.
So you have cricket, and Sam has, which I actually was quite generous to Sam. It's a Roman-related game, and he quite likes those games. So what have I got?
Well, because you keep bitching about not having Windows on, having a Windows machine to play on and cry every week about it.
Although he has, I saw him.
Yeah, he has now. So just when you've got it set up, we're going to change it for you. this is, it'll be on Steam, me and Sam will pay for it. On Steam for the Mac OS.
What is that? I've no idea.
Something in your thing just popped up.
Something beeped.
Ah,
alarm.
Okay.
An alarm went off in your Mac.
Oh, that's handy.
Eat dinner, have poo. it is Secret of the Magic Crystals.
Secret of the Magic Crystals.
Just because you really enjoy unicorns in the last one.
I'm confused.
We're buying it for you on Steam, but we didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I get that, but why? Well, you've said that you're going to do this so that I don't have to run
Steam
a Windows
for
machine.
Mac, you idiot.
Is it definitely Steam for Mac?
We
yeah, it's on Mac.
All right.
Don't
okay.
patronise me, little man.
Speaking of patronising, Tom, he's cut off his moustache.
Wow.
We will put a link in the show notes again.
Looks the same.
We really, really appreciate anybody. It's a really, really good charity, really important. And while I'm at it, actually, Ewan was doing Movember as well, so I also use his link too. It's a really good charity. We'll put a link for both people in Sam and Ewan's.
It's not just for my balls, it's for yours as well.
Sam cares about your balls.
And rectum.
Also, we, as well as many other
different strokes for different folks.
Yeah,
we have been nominated, as well as many other shows in the British Tech Network, for the European Podcast Awards: the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Gamer Show, the Media Show, the iOS Show, and the Photo Show. Really, really appreciate it if you could meander over to the British Tech Network website and click on the links there. And then vote for us. Now, I've been told, and I don't know if this is officially how you should say it or not, but I've been told that if you close your browser down, you're able to then vote again for us. So, you know, it would be really interesting to try that out as an experiment.
Yeah, but we're not encouraging anyone to do that. We don't want to cheat.
Yes, everyone rig the votes.
No.
Last year...
They're going to drop us now.
Last year, British Tech Network, one of the shows, I forget which one it was, Ewan was telling me, but actually came third. So we'd really like to do better than that this year. So if you could head on over there and vote for us, or vote for any of the other shows, we appreciate all of them, or vote for every single one of us. It's not mutually exclusive.
Mainly vote for us, but everyone else as well. But mainly us.
So that's great. And finally, our last show of the year, which will go out on the 30th of December, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we're actually going to do that show quite different, and we're basically just going to do a Gamer Awards show. So
drunk.
What we decided to do, we may even be drunk because we'll all be off work as well.
Doing drunk. Hammered.
So we've decided...
Break the beat machine that night.
We put together five categories... which we will put onto a survey, and we'll put the link in the show notes. So if you could head on over there and vote for which show you think should win this. So first of all, first category we've got is wouldn't put down.
No, what? Not which show? Which game?
Sorry, I'm getting mixed up with different voting.
Yeah.
Which game you would like to win each of these different categories, and then we will announce the top three on the show just before New Year. So. The first category is wouldn't put down my Bourbon biscuit for it. And basically what this is a category for games that we were quite looking forward to and have disappointed us.
I like
when
we've started
out.
That, but that's the first award we've thought of. It's disappointing. It shows how miserable we are.
So in that...
That's because I named that one and came up with that in the last show,
did I? You did. Yeah. So that was the first one that made it in the list. So the games that we've got in there are Assassin's Creed 3, Risen 2, Dawnguard, which is the DLC for Skyrim, War of the Roses, and F1 2012. So if you head on over, if you want to vote for one of them as your wouldn't put down my Bourbon biscuit for it award. The next one is Game of the Year. Now, this one, we probably could have put more games in here, but we tried to limit it because there was 7 already in there.
Yeah.
So currently in for Game of the Year is Dishonored, Halo 4, The Walking Dead, Mass Effect 3, Max Payne 3, Black Mesa, and Far Cry 3.
And I also note that I haven't entered any of them into Game of the Year.
You were there.
Cheers. Paul, cheers. However, I would have nominated Dishonored.
Well, there you go. I would have nominated a few of them as well, but Chiz got there first.
And I said Skyrim as well, but Skyrim was last year.
Yeah, it was.
Just out,
The next category is most anticipated for 2013. So the games that we have most anticipated for 2013 is Grand
Theft Auto 2.
Because that probably will sound horrendous when it comes out. Sam said Rome Total War 2. There's also Grand Theft Auto 5, The New Sim City, Remember Me, Last of Us, Metal Gear Rising, and Bioshock Infinite. We also have an award for Mobile Game of the Year. So I can't remember the name of this game, and I tried to find it on my iPad before the show started to put the name of this game is. But when we do the by the time this show's out, I'll remember the game of it. But there's a really awesome, it's just a beautiful little crazy golf game for the iPad, so I'll put that in. But also in there is Letterpress, Where's My Perry, Where's My Water, and Fix It Felix Jr. And finally, the last category is basically, out of all the Bargain Basement games we've played in all the shows leading up to now, these are the ones that we actually thought were okay. So we have Mystery of Unicorn Castle, Brutal Legend, Surf's Up, Stormrise, Shadowrun, Command & Conquer Generals, and Blood Rain 2. So if you could head on over to the show notes, and you'll find a link in there, and if you could vote for whichever one in each of those categories you think deserves the award, that would be awesome.
In regards to the last one, though, because obviously they didn't play them, so I'd also say that they're more than welcome to vote on which kind of review sounded the most painful and amused them with our misery.
However you want to vote for it, but we'd really appreciate your votes, and we will go through these awards and things like that in the last show of the year, which will be the show immediately between Christmas and New Year. I think it'll be the 30th of December. So we'll mention all these again, and Kenny, let you know how the votes and things are going on the next show, which will be in 2 weeks' time. I think that's basically it. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Nope, that's everything. Awesome. Gone over anyway.
Great. Well, if you want to email us, just email us britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. If you want to follow the network on Twitter, just that is @BritishTech. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that's @PaulWheatley. If you want to follow the fake Sam on Twitter, what was it again? Banjo Gorilla 75 something like that.
And he put up a picture of an orangutan. What an idiot.
I didn't understand that email you sent me. I didn't know what was going on. Is that not you then? I take it.
No, somebody's claimed.
Somebody's pretending to be. Somebody's pretending to be him.
I told them. I said, do it. I don't.
And somebody's done it.
Or is it someone you know who's done it?
No.
No.
I haven't got a clue. It could be. Really don't care. It's probably Chris. No,
somebody has claimed Sam's Twitter handle that he said he had last show, but isn't actually him.
Yeah.
All right.
But for poops and giggles, follow
Banjo Gorilla 43 or something. I think it was.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's one of my usual things that I come up with.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah,
I might actually take one of these things and not actually put anything up, but I can say this is me.
Yeah, Banjo Gorilla 75.
There we go.
And it actually says underneath it, Sam from the Gamer Show.
Yeah.
So, and the pressure is, there's no one we know has done this.
Well, it's none of us three, and nobody's owned up to it.
I'm guessing people that we know might know my second name.
That's true.
Rather than just Sam from the Gamer Show.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway,
ask me. I'll tell you.
The other two posts he's put up, or he or she has put up, is very much enjoying this week's Gamer Show on the 22nd of November. And on the 26th of November, it is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a Gru. Which, I don't know where that's from, but I think that's from a game. But I can't put my finger on what game that is.
Sounds like a text adventure or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, should probably finish.
Should probably finish up, yes. So, thank you very much. Please vote for us and other shows on the British Tech Network on the European Podcast Awards. And please also head on over and vote in the Gamer Show Game of the Year Awards. Really appreciate it. And we will see you again in 2 weeks. Good night.
Bye.
And because I've not done the whole show, nuggets.
Oh yeah, you didn't swear at all.
Oh dear. Good night.
I never got a chance. You kept speaking over me.
Yeah, Germany decided to ban bestiality. Yeah, this week.
I didn't know it was legal in Germany, to be honest.
We did. We were going to go over to
as long as
release
you've got a
marriage
certificate. It's okay, I think.
We were going to release the baboons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go.
In Munchenhausen.
We're just going to turn up at the border with like a cage of baboons. Going, hi, we're here for the party.
We're here for the ape rape.
Sam, if you could say a wee bit, I've discovered these microphones. Chiz is right; these were Chiz was too quiet last time, but I think it was because me and you were sitting too close, so the monitors went
too quiet.
Sorry,
back.
These ones I have noticed do pick up sound better.
Yeah, they do, which is ridiculous, being that these are like a tenner each, and that mixer was like maybe £100, and those Rode Podcasters like £150 each. Yeah, I know. Wow. I've sold all of them. Well, I'll bar one on eBay.
Did you put on them as used in the game show?
I did not, actually.
Extra
I should
money.
Have done. Yeah.
Some freak.
Unclean. Like, yeah.
Oh, I can sleep with it now.
It's got their saliva all over the front.
He's German.
I can still smell the hobnobs.
There's a little crumb of the fig roll. I will keep this and grow it into mine own Sam.
Just surprisingly good German accent.
Right, okay, are we good to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are we talking about?